Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants. Welcome to Bridging Success, the podcast where top B2B CEOs and executives share their insights, challenges, and game-changing strategies that drive innovation and business growth. I'm your host, Bo Jenkins, CEO and founder of BridgeNet Technology Consultants. Each episode, we spotlight visionary leaders shaping the future, diving into critical decisions, leadership philosophies, and breakthrough moments that have propelled them to success. On this episode, I'm joined by Dr. Joey Drolshagen. Dr. Drolshagen developed the SMT method and has been named one of the top business coaches in America for 5 years running. Dr. Joey, you've worked your way through corporate America. You got your PhD in psychology. Let's start off by just talking to everyone about that journey and how it's brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, the whole thing that started me on, great to be here with you, Bo. The whole thing that started me on that journey is I grew up in a very low-income family. I was one of five children in a blue-collar family in Detroit, Michigan. And man, I watched struggle my whole life growing up. When I was 22 years old, I had an opportunity to take over a business and a construction company, and I didn't even have to come up with money to pay for it. We're just going to do it over a 5 or 7 year period. And over a 3 day span, it went from being the most exciting opportunity of my life to me rejecting it and saying, I can't do it. And the reason being is because I felt so guilty within myself that I didn't work hard enough, so I didn't deserve it. And that started the key of there's something the matter with me. And it's been a continuous journey from then. Even through now, I continue to learn. I'm a continuous student of the subconscious, the power of the subconscious, and how it applies to our results.
So I have to suspect that feeling like something was wrong with you led to eventually the development of the SMTP method. Sorry, SMTP is a technical term that just rolled right off my tongue. Can you share, was that your breakthrough moment when you realized that this subconscious was more effective than traditional coaching? What led you to the SMT method, and tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. And Bo, no, that was the spark of it. It happened over the next 3 decades that I started understanding. I started diving into it, I went deeper, and it's just been a continue. It's almost like when people talk about having a mistress. It was like, it was such a big part of my life. And I went in ground floor sales and I barely scraped by for 12, 14 years. And as I started understanding more of this, as I started understanding, the subconscious is responsible for 85% of the results we experience. Not good or bad, just whatever those results are. And we have programming in that subconscious. And the importance of the subconscious in our life is that it triggers a brainwave to the actions we take or don't take. So if I have limiting beliefs, like with that construction company within my programming, it's not going to allow me to take the actions that will lead me out of it. I just continue to repeat that at different levels and things like that, but over and over. There's so many, I wrote a book, Life's Lessons. There's so many lessons that came from my life and those struggles and those hardships and where it seemed impossible or where I was predestined to be a certain person. I thought I was going to be a person that worked with my hands and blue collar, like my family had all done and everything, and God had other plans for me. But that all unfolded over a 4 decade period. I spent 28 years in corporate America up to a vice president of sales. And as I started gaining these tools, I went from barely scraping by, nervous I'd even have a job traveling 3,000 to 5,000 miles a week, to landing contracts at 18 million, 22 million, 25 million year over year contracts for companies. And then I had made some shifts in my life. And then as I got into leadership positions as a VP of sales and leading sales teams, I still didn't have any idea at all of the SMT method, but I started using the same tools that worked for me with my sales teams and within multiple organizations. I had the highest level, highest percentage of top producers the company had ever had in the history of the company. And that's when I knew I was onto something. And that's what lit that fuse inside of me, is I want to help other people with this.
That's great. It's interesting that you talk about mindset. I was in Nashville last week. I did 3 sessions with Jack Daly. And one of the books he recommended that I listened to on the drive home was Mindset.
Yeah.
Talking about fixed mindsets versus growth mindsets.
Yeah.
You mentioned your journey through being a VP of sales, and now to serving hundreds of business owners. How has your perspective on coaching shifted over the years as you've scaled through those different roles that you've had?
Yeah, and a lot of the growth I've gotten in understanding coaching is through coaching that I had signed up for myself. I've invested a lot of time, effort, and resources in those programs. And a lot of times I'd learn a lot, but I'd walk away going, man, my results haven't changed. And what I started realizing and what's different about the SMT method is most coaching programs, typical coaching programs, have a model. And when whoever comes in the model has to contort themselves to fit that model in order to get results. And even that, when we start contorting ourselves, when we start moving away from our authentic self, our unique gifts and talents and stuff, we start losing potential in doing so. So when I developed the SMT method, it was really important to me that I have a model, but the model adjusts to the individual that's going through the program. So if somebody's coming in from here, the model will adjust. And my clients, each client I work with achieves a unique experience based on their programming, based on their desires of what they want, based on their past results, based on what their unique gifts and talents and what they like and don't like to do, even things like that. We develop systems of accelerating habits that are unique to the individual. So out of 700 and some clients I've served over the past 12 years, now two of them have the same systems of accelerating habits because they're unique to the individual.
That's neat. That's neat. So a major theme on Bridging Success is how my guests leverage tech and innovation to help them drive growth. How have you incorporated technology into your coaching methods, into your client engagements? Where does that play a role?
Yeah, whether you're talking to social media, whether you're talking the portal that my programs are set on and such, whether you're talking, I even have even found uses for AI in the works that we do and stuff. And so it's pretty much across the board with what we do. My whole CRM is go high level, you know, and I use that to develop funnels. I use that for leads. I use that to communicate across the board with it. Even my portal is located on go high level. So technology is really important. And one of the things I find is people above a certain age are afraid of technology. And when somebody is afraid of technology, there's other fears wrapped into that. We can never be afraid just of technology. We're afraid of anything new is what it is. And so helping them to identify that and shift that opens up the doorway, not only to start understanding technology and using it for the benefits it brings, but also in other areas they may not have even realized where they have the same fears attached to.
A different perspective. I met with a client just yesterday, Monday, I don't remember now, but talking about AI and how they were leveraging AI in their business. And they just basically admitted that they hadn't, whether it was fear of change or fear of what AI is going to bring to us. But yeah, I had to encourage them and hold their hand to at least dip their toe in the water and see how it felt.
Yeah.
Because it's coming. So
yes.
You talk about the knowing doing gap. What kind of habits or systems does that help build? And tell me about the knowing doing gap.
Yeah. So the know in our conscious mind, which is where we have control, right? What the words we use, thoughts we entertain, what we read, who we talk to, things like that. But also what we want is in the conscious mind, right? And Bob Proctor taught me this. He was one of my mentors. So in that we have in the conscious mind is our knowing of what we want. Every client I work with, we come out of the gate developing what the SMT calls a dynamic vision. In doing so, that taps into that knowing of what we want. The subconscious, we have no control over. We have limited control over. The subconscious just absorbs whatever the conscious mind is. So within that subconscious, there's a motherboard of all our past experiences, all the things that have been modeled for us, all the things that have been told to us and all of that. And that's really not just the voice we hear in our head, but the subconscious is what triggers the brainwaves to the actions we take or don't take. So we have our knowing here of what we want. And then we have this programming here that determines the actions we take or don't take, like with me and that construction company. And there's just a mismatch in those. So what the SMT does very rapidly and thoroughly is helps to bring this into alignment with the wants and with the reprogramming you go through. So there's no more gap between the knowing and doing, which starts bringing results out much more rapidly and at less efforts into doing.
Hey, you said motherboard.
It's alignment.
You started speaking my language when you said motherboard.
Yeah. I thought you said tech. I thought, but that is like really the best way to think about that.
So a lot of entrepreneurs, they struggle with burnout. Even when they're hitting revenue marks, the sky's the limit for them. How does SMTP help clients SMT. Scale and profit and preserve that balance in life? SMT, I said it again.
I know. I was hoping you let that go because I was going to say, I don't know how SMPT does it, but I know how SMT does.
Oh, goodness.
SMTP. Yeah. So really, even those people, at whatever level they're achieving success and stuff like that, it's coming from the programming. You know, when I was in sales and barely making a mark, I worked up to traveling 3,000 to 5,000 miles a week, and I tried harder and harder. And that's our programming. That's our programming that says, if you're not hitting it, you got to put more into it. You got to try harder. You got to work longer. You got to put more effort, more and more. And then we get to, and people who achieve a level of success, most people will not achieve the level of success they truly want, but there still can be some success in there. So what when we identify and program that subconscious motherboard, when we shift that programming in there, it starts shifting what becomes available to us, and we start aligning. You ever have something come out of the blue? It's a major thing in what you're trying to achieve, and it just happens.
Right.
When we're going 150 miles an hour, we're so busy, we don't even notice those things. So everything becomes more efforting in order to achieve it. When we get into that alignment, we start closing that gap up. As we do that, we start becoming more open to avenues showing up. Instead of spending all of our time or so much of our time trying to strategize and come up with the perfect plan and A-B plan and the goals and the action plans and the to-do list and all that stuff, we can just focus on that end point of what we truly want. And as we start marching into it, as we start going through it, as we start aligning systems of accelerating habits and doing things that we enjoy doing, so we like that attractive mechanism, all of a sudden these things start coming together. Because how many plans have you ever laid out that the what you achieved came exactly from that plan?
Do you have a before and after story from one of your clients that helps illustrate that
yes.
Pivotal moment? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I had a client that came to me. They were 13 years in business. They were doing $7.5 million was their high in that 13 years. When I met them, they were spiraling downward and working 60 to 70 hours a week and just following it down. When we met, they said, I don't even think I have enough time to talk to you every week. And I said, that's why you need me. And so we started doing it. And their goal, their vision that they came up with was expanding their business from 7.5. They wanted to get to $10 million. And through working together, I was able to help them expand that to $12.5 million. In that, they had so many holdups and hangups and things like that with it and such. And we just one by one, as we started identifying what those were, then we could go in and shift that programming, which shifts our perceptions, which shifts the potential for our results. In doing so, that person within 12 months toppled over $22 million. It was the first year of her adult life that she was able to take 5 weeks of vacation in that year, and has been maintaining that for 8.5 years now.
Hearing that story, what's your best piece of advice for CEOs or for senior executives trying to overcome that struggle? What's one thing that you'd leave them with?
What I would tell them to do is slow down and get clarity on what it is you want to achieve. Get a lot of clarity on that. And what it looks like, what it feels like, all of that, build that into what, and that's what the SMT calls the dynamic vision, is build that into that. Because once we can see that, then all of a sudden it's like things start going to work for us to bring us the action steps into the how to achieve it.
How is that different from a vision board? I've heard other people talk about
great
vision.
Great question. Yeah. Great question. Vision board has clarity as far as what it looks like. It's got pictures, you know, so you can look at the picture and see it and things like that. I had a client who wanted a house on the ocean. They had done vision boards for it. Vision board brought them clarity of what the house looked like and everything else. A dynamic vision, to power up from a powerful to a dynamic vision, is we add feeling tone. So once I got that person the clarity of what does that house look like and all of that, what's the inside, what's the flow, where's the ocean, where's the views, all of that stuff, then we started going into pulling up in the driveway and you're looking at your house and the ocean in the background. What does that feel like? Now you walk up to the front door, but before you open it, you look and realize this is your home. You live here. How's that feel? Now you walk into the house. What kind of smells do you feel? What are your senses? And we get into that feeling tone of it. And within 8 months, the person I was working with who had that as a vision bought that property on the ocean.
Very cool. So that one piece of advice was to slow down and really focus. How does that correlate in contrast to being a rapid growth specialist?
Because as we start getting that alignment between the two, as we start clearing out the conditioning that really causes our struggles and our extra efforts and all that stuff, when we no longer have those things, then we can be more in alignment. We can more focus on what it is that we want to achieve along the lines of the vision. And then from there, we don't have to spend the time strategizing. We don't have to spend the time, like for me, traveling 3,000 to 5,000 miles every single week trying to build a territory. We can allow it to unfold. And I'll give you an example of that. As I started learning these things, and it took me decades to learn this. And it took me that long to learn, my clients achieve in weeks now. But in that, when I was traveling and doing that for sales, and all of a sudden when I started slowing down, when I started getting the alignment, when I started living that way, all of a sudden I was multiple times I'd be driving. And I love windshield time, but I would just get this thought, oh my God, I gave so-and-so a quote, I should check up on it. And I'd give them a call and they go, oh my God, I'm getting ready to source that. And I forgot I have your quote, or I don't see your quote, or whatever it is. And I would send it and I would get awarded that business because of that thought that reminded me to contact them at that moment. The things like that start happening over and over. And then as we do that, you can see where the pace of it happening can start picking up and getting much quicker. Much more rapid.
Great, great. Dr. Joey, one final thought or call to action that you would like to leave listeners with, aiming to rewrite their mindset and accelerate growth. What's that one final thought?
I would say that if you're struggling, if you're working your tail off to exhaustion and burnout and everything, you don't have to do that. You don't have, that's an old school way of how you build businesses and things like that. Today, we don't have to put that much effort into it. But one of the things you can do other than what I talked about with the business is start becoming aware. We live so unconsciously of what we're doing because we're just following that program over and over because it feels like what we should do because it's our programming. And so start becoming aware of it. Start becoming aware of the words you're using. Start becoming aware of the thoughts you're entertaining. The thought like, God, I got to work harder. Start noticing those because then you can feed that in and you can adjust that vision to cover for the 180 degrees from that on how you want to live life. Once we can't do anything about things that we're not aware of. So bringing awareness to those things like the words you use and thoughts you're entertaining, how much CNN constant negative news do you spend time in and things like that, the world's going to happen and all that stuff, and start shifting that a little bit. As you notice it, what else could you be doing that would be more along the lines of your vision? Because here's the bottom line, Bo. We cannot go anywhere and get our vision. We have to come from being that person in that vision. So the way to start that is that awareness. Where am I right now?
Where do I want to be?
And well, the vision is where I want to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, great. So if this message resonates with some of our listeners, Dr. Joey, what's the best way for them to find you, to reach out, to learn more?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have my website, but the easiest thing to do is I have a link set up to my personal calendar. It's for a 15-minute conversation. There's no sales pitch, none of that or anything else. It's just to keep this conversation going and be able to serve people where they are right now and help them get that spark to start bringing about and seeing change happen. Anybody that schedules that, and my new book is out now, Reprogramming the Subconscious Mind. Anybody who schedules one of those with me as an extra gift is I'll give you a copy of the book.
And can they find that link on your website?
It's on my website, yep, or they can just go to coachwithjoey.com.
Perfect. Yeah, coachwithjoey.com. I really enjoyed our time. Thanks for coming on the podcast. I'm going to go check out the website and the book. Enjoyed having you on.
Yeah, it's great being here with you, Bo. Great, great conversation. Thank you.
Talk to you again soon.
All right.
This is Bo. Thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success Podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.